Ois Yudalit. We're up to Simon Reish Samach Beis, Ois Yudalit, page 80. The staple might be in the way. So look, second page. Page 80, Ois Yudalit. Bris Mila. Okay, the sugyas of Bris Mila, Noilad Bein Hashmashos, Shehu Safek Yom Safek Laila. What happens? The baby is born Bein Hashmashos. So when is the bris? When does the bris take place? Between, let's say, Monday and Tuesday. Monday is after sunset, before the stars come out. It's a very big question. Halacha l'maaseh, the Gra, what is even called Bein Hashmasha? So let's now just say, for argument's sake, the baby is born after sunset, before the stars come up, before it gets dark. When is the Bris Mila? Is it done the next Monday, or is it done the next Tuesday? So Noel Bein Hashmasha, B'shav Savag Yom, Savag Laila, Mimela, D'moinim Miyom HaMachwa, since we do not know, we cannot determine what is the status of Bein Hashmash. We have no choice but to go L'chumra the next day. Meaning that the bris will be on 8 days from Tuesday, not from Monday, which may very well be 9 days from when the baby was really born. But being that we do not know, we have no choice but to do it 9 days from Monday, which will be 8 days from Tuesday as a chumra.
Could you make it a little louder?
Today with all the what do you mean? You know, so we know exactly when the baby was. The baby was born 7:06, 32 seconds, and an eighth of a second. We know, b'diyuk. Problem is, so what? Is that in halacha Monday, or is that Tuesday? Because let's assume today that Bein Hashmasha is, let's say, after 10 minutes after sunset until 35 minutes. Between 10 minutes and 35 minutes, that 25-minute period of time, L'chora, L'chol HaDeis is called Bein Hashmashos. Until about 8 minutes, 9 minutes, I think there are opinions that say it's really part of the past day. Once you get to 35 minutes, you'll probably find Poskim that will say you're already in the next day. Even that's a very big debate. I don't know. I unfortunately didn't look into this. I didn't look up. Maybe if tomorrow I'll try the best I can. I'm sure he talks about it over here in the safe. I'm trying to prepare from. I don't know all that much time. Pesachim with the Tshuvos has more details. The various Piskei Halacha from the modern day Poskim in America. What they do in Eretz Yisrael is different because Eretz Yisrael, it gets dark very, very quickly. What they do in Europe, okay, there it takes much longer. It takes more time until it gets. It takes 72 minutes until it gets very, very dark. In America, we're somewhere in between. We're not exactly like Eretz Yisrael, but it's not as long. It doesn't take as long to get dark like it takes in Europe. So, what in halacha is called Bein Hashmasha? So, this is a very big dilemma. There are chilukei deos among the poskim. If I'm not mistaken, any time after 10 minutes or even 9 minutes until approximately 30, 35 minutes, if a baby is born during that period of time, and we know exactly when the baby is born, we trust the charts, it's called Bein Hashmashos. And the baby must have the Mila on the 8th day. A Mila before the 8th day we learned yesterday is not in Halacha called a Mila. It's not a Mila, and you may even have to go do afterwards that Tofas Dam Bris. That's what they're Chashuk and Paskin. So we have no choice but to wait until the next day, Bimachmir. And if that next day is going to be, let's say it's going to be a question between Friday and Shabbos, it's born Bein Hashmashos between Friday and Shabbos. So we're going to have to be Machmir and assume the baby was born on Shabbos. And that means the Bris Mila is going to be on Shabbos. But you can't do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, because maybe the baby really eats the 9th day. And if it's the 9th day, it's Mila Shaloi Bizman. And if it's Mila Shaloi Bizman, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So you have no choice but to wait until Sunday. Okay, so the baby's going to have a long wait until it gets the Bris Mila.
Me.
What?
That was my case.
As you were born Friday between how many minutes after sunset?
They didn't ask me to Shaila. I looked at the chart on
yes.
the birth certificate. And according to my estimation, I was really born on Friday. I think Friday. I was even born before Shkia.
Before Shkia.
But my father asked the Shaila to the Usher of the Rebbe, and he said, no. He said, Bein Hashmashos, wait till Sunday. And it was Sunday, Tisha B'Av Nidcha.
Sunday, Tisha B'Av Nidcha.
Wow.
Interesting, wow.
Wow. So you didn't have
that's what my uncle always used to walk over to me and tell me.
Get gypped.
Oh, it was so cheap, you didn't give me a drink of water at your wrist.
So you're a very holy person. You're a Lamaila min Hazman, and you're like Moshe, Lechem Leichalti, and Mayim Leisho Sisi. And all the Mailas. All right, let's go further. There is an opinion, I'm not familiar with this opinion, that says that you have a bein hashmoshes, you can be mekel, you could assume that the baby was born on the earlier day. Yatsa zehu b'di'evet. No one lechatchil is telling that the bris milah should be done on the on Monday, Tuesday, but b'di'evet. If they did the bris milah on Monday, there is no need to do hatofas tam bris. But v'loy lechatchil. But if you come to ask a shayla, they'll tell you to do the bris milah on Tuesday. L'chein de'fem meila im noilat the erev Shabbos. Here we go with the case, and the baby is born erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. D'nimol liyoyim aleph on Sunday, because since it's a safek Friday, safek Shabbos, and Shabbos may be the 9th day, Shlom Isman, who has Siri, and if we do have no choice to go to the 10th day, Siri, Suffolk, the Shi, the Bishabbos, E. Efshar, Lemolo, you cannot do the Bishabbos on Shabbos, where the Shema, Hoya, Hayoim, the Hazman, Be'er Shabbos. Maybe the real birth was on Erev Shabbos. Umilo, Shaloi, Bizmana, Eina, Doicha, Shabbos. Period. The Yisparb Simon Reish Samachvav, and that's be explained later on. Amlam, Imhoitzi, Roishoi, Chutz, Leprozo. Now here is the complicated case. Let's say the baby goes out. And it says, no. I don't want to go to this world. I'm going back inside. The baby takes out its head, chutz leprozda, outside of the what's the good word for prozda? Corridor. Or anti-chamber. Prozda. Mibba od yom, o shashamu oso boiche. Or you hear the baby crying, afilu noilat achar kama yamim. What does that mean? They put the baby back inside for many days. Is it medically possible today to do such a thing, Dr. Fruchter? You never heard of this, right? The baby's already crying.
It's already so bad.
Put him back inside? Not likely, right? Or whatever this means. The moment the baby's head, that's what determines life. The head, not the body. When the head comes out, or even if the head does not come out, this is a very big chiddush, the head does not come out, you hear the baby crying in Paskins. Crying already is the determination of when the baby is born. See, the charts in the doctor, the stama, they don't follow this. I don't know what they do, but doctor, you know what they do, or how they determine time of birth? Let's say that you can hear the baby crying. And but there are complications, and they can't get the baby's head out.
I don't think you can hear the baby crying.
Something's unusual, a free case where the baby somehow you hear sounds, right? Is it possible such a thing?
So.
You hear the baby crying. Is it not possible? It's totally impossible.
It comes inside.
The baby, I know, totally inside, but the baby's head did not fully come out. The baby's head did not fully come out, and for some bizarre. Not breach, maybe. Let's
breach is the other way around.
Yeah, breach is the faith
comes. Breach anyway is not.
The
okay, I don't know.
But I don't think you can hear the baby crying.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the mitzvah says. So v'yesham some say, let's go. V'yesham say the dafka b'stam. Avol im imoy armo detino koyo munach bebidna kmo b'shar pa'amim v'lohayu lo chevle lay the klal. Let's say the woman, the mother says, you ask the mother. The mother says the baby was in my womb and I had no labor pains. Avol pish shamu boiche. I know these are very bizarre. I'm just reading what it says here. They heard it crying. We follow what the mother says. The mother knows best. The alphabet, even though the loy shechich sheivke, but loy hoitzasar, it doesn't make any sense. Chutz the pros, don't be called mokam. Ha'aim ne'enenes. The mother is believed. Loy ma shahoye munach kamo b'shar pamim b'ubacha uvekoi. The im hoya chutz the pros, dar. Hoya samiyad makshel leleid. If the baby was really outside the prozdar, then she would definitely be in labor pains. Let's say the baby does something with his mouth and makes some motion with its mouth. I don't know what this means. The cold man shu bifnim piv sasum. As long as the baby, that's what Chazal said, one of the big miracles, one of the big maifsim. Does Dr. Science understand this? I read an article not that long ago that we still don't understand what this means. Big miracles is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he opens up inside, the baby is still surviving in a supernatural way, and then when the baby comes out, suddenly it begins to breathe, and it depends upon air, oxygen. The piv opens up. The kol zman shu bifnim piv sasum v'yachshav kimat einanu b'kim b'chol zeh. Okay, now he writes and concludes that bizman hazeh, when he wrote this about 100 years ago, even more, we are not knowledgeable, we are not experts in all of the nuances of when exactly is the moment when life begins. Kol shekein bizman hazeh, we are not knowledgeable when life ends. They just had an article not that long ago, I think a few days ago, about scientists can detect signs of life in a person for 2 days, 48 hours. Google this. 48 hours after death. Now, Chazal originally said, you're not allowed to bury a person for 3 days. We don't do this with Zman Hazeh. I think it's in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to really wait 3 days after. You're not sure if he's really dead. You're supposed to wait 3 days to bury your body. Can you imagine such a thing? 3 days. Oh, halana sameis v'chulu v'chulu. Well, yeah, that all starts when we're certain the person has died. In ancient times, they didn't really know how to determine time of death. There are many stories like this in the morgue. People start moving around and they're really alive. So today we don't follow this because today we are experts for already hundreds of years. We know we can determine the time of death. But go read this article. I saw it recently, like 2 days ago, is that they have some type of new technology where they can sense, I don't know what this means, some type of life, impulse, whatever this means, for 2 days after a person dies. You're going to tell me it means, I don't think the article means that the nerves are, the nerves are still moving. I think they mean something more significant, more significant marks or evidence that there's life. That's very, very strange, right? Isn't that very spooky?
So where did it come out that we have to bury
immediately? Immediately. I guess because, I don't know, I don't know the details. I don't know. Halacha l'maisa, we do it immediately. Halacha l'maisa, the doctor says the person died. There's no delay, it's done immediately. But they do say halacha, it is brought down in the Sfarim that you do wait a few minutes. That you do wait a short amount of time. You shouldn't be mamish instant. Because even though it appears the person has died, according to all the technology, the neshama somehow still slowly depart. I don't know what this means. But he goes over here, the same way we do not know the end of life, so too we do not know the beginning of life. The beginning of life is not a simple matter as either. V'achshav kim'at ein anu bikim b'chol zeh. V'ein ma'amidim al zeh. We don't investigate this. U'mi oylem lo shamanu sheyoyru kein. V'zeh b'bnei chisar na'bikiyas. We don't make these determinations. Did the baby crying? Was the baby not crying? The mother tells us he was inside, he was outside. We don't make investigations. We make an approximation. What are the possibilities? And if the possibility is such that the baby was born over 2 days, by Nashmashos, then we have no choice but to delay the bris by 1 day. Ois tezvav. Kosav Rabbeinu Habeis Yosef Isimek. And by the way, this review, by the way, every time this happens, you have to ask your Rav. If grandchildren, I'm sure this happens, you probably know about this. These stories are not uncommon. When a baby is born sometime after sundown until, let's say, Sakai Chavim. Maybe when it comes to Shabbos, you may be very machmir. There are people today, everyone's very machmir today. People are waiting 72 minutes to do malacha. Some people wait 90 minutes to do a halal malacha. I'm from the old school. I used to wait only 50 minutes to do malacha. So even though today you'll find people that are very machmir, they're waiting 72 minutes, but when it comes to a bris milah, there's no such thing as 72 minutes. No such thing. Even 41 minutes, I think, I'm not mistaken, even that, already the minhag is to be makel and to assume the baby was born on Shabbos. If the baby was born on Friday afternoon, let's say 41 minutes after sunset, I'm not sure, but I think there are a lot of grounds to say that you could do the bris milah on Shabbos. Certainly, beyond the shadow of a doubt, 50 minutes after Shkia. Really, you've never once in your whole life done malacha in America 50 minutes after Shkia. You've always waited. So you're going to go tell me that it's already Shabbos? Yes, it is. It's already Shabbos, 50 minutes after Shkia, without a question. And you can do the bris milah and the mechal Shabbos the following Shabbos. What's the when is the old day end? That's a tough question. I think there are some that hold that mamish after sunset it's already ben hashmashas. But I think of Moshe writes. I think you still have a couple of minutes. It's not mamish over until you have what the calculation is. I think you're allowed to be off in halacha by 2%. I think that's where it comes from. Tefillin. Your tefillin must be perfectly square. What?
The Shabbos starts. Does everyone agree Shabbos starts by sunset?
No. L'chumrah. That's a chumrah. He's going to talk about that. You makabel Shabbos, or at least your wife is makabel Shabbos, 18 minutes before.
No, sunset.
No, sunset is when we refrain from doing malacha.
Right.
But does that mean that in the eyes of the Torah, Shabbos has begun? No. Shabbos begins with Seis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. When do the stars, what in Halach is called the stars coming out? You need three medium stars, three small stars. Is it when Shabbos begins? When does Shabbos? Shabbos begins in Halacha, not when the sun sets, when the stars come out. When do the stars come out? So some will tell you that that's already 30 minutes after sunset. The stars already have come out in the sky to the degree that is sufficient in order for it to be called Shabbos. If the baby is born 30 minutes after Shkia, according to that opinion, that means the baby was born on Shabbos and you're entitled to Mechal Shabbos, the following Shabbos of the Bris Milah. Some will tell you no, you have to wait for three medium stars to come out, which means you have to wait until 35 minutes, or maybe 41 minutes, or maybe three big stars, 50 minutes. But until, let's say, 30 minutes, it's not yet sunset. It's not yet Seis HaKochavim, and therefore, are you still part of Friday? Yeah, you're still considered to be Friday, or maybe you're in a twilight zone called Bein HaShemashos. That's not sufficient for you to be permitted to Mechal Shabbos the following Shabbos. And also, it's not sufficient, but we don't know. It's also, so do the Bris Milah on Friday? No, maybe it's not Friday. Maybe it's really Shabbos. That is the dilemma. Shabbos begins when the stars come out. We do not know when that moment is, so we have no choice but to be machmir and refrain from doing melacha when the sun sets. And to be machmir, Tosefes Shabbos, to refrain from doing melacha even before the sun sets, with candle lighting, which is typically 18 minutes before sunset. And the reason why I told you Rav Moshe's mach mekel, he allows you to go over a sunset, is because the general rule in halacha, it could be I'm telling you is wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, there is some truth to this, to some degree. There's a general rule in halacha, le'nitna Torah le'malachei hasharis. The Torah was not given to angels, was not given to robots. Okay, it was not given to computers, it was given to human beings. And human beings are imprecise. People can only make approximations. The approximation that Chazal or Rav Moshe writes is normal for a person to be off by is 2%. In other words, if I show you a pair of tefillin and I ask you, are they square? Are the tefillin square? If the tefillin are not square, they're puzzle. They're rectangular, they're puzzle. So I give you in front of you two pairs of tefillin. And I ask you, are they square? And you look at them, yeah, to me it looks square. We take a measuring tool, and we measure, and we find that one is perfectly square, and one is off by 2%. It's rectangular. The length is 2% more than the width. It's not square. L'chaira it's puzzle. I have a regular ruler. It's not a big deal. 2% is something which you can measure. Doesn't matter. Rav Moshe said, the halach is that a person cannot be perfect up to 2%. 2% is the average where a person is a human being is incapable of accuracy. Therefore, you're allowed leeway 2%. So if your tefillin are not perfectly square, up to 2%, it's kosher. So when they check your tefillin, if they're square, as long as it's less than 2%, that's okay. When it comes to time, it's the same thing. So how many minutes are there in a day? I don't know. Calculate the minutes in a day. And calculate 2% of that, it comes out something like 8-9 minutes. Someone do the math now? What?
How does Shkia apply to Sein Tachlin? How many minutes do you have after Shkia to Sein Tachlin?
That's a whole different world. That's a whole different world.
I'm not talking about people who don't say Tachnun.
The emesis on the Madrega that we are on today, the average person, you could say Tachnun even in the middle of the night.
28 minutes
what?
2%.
2% of
1,440
minutes.
28 minutes. Obviously, this calculation I'm telling you is wrong. By time, there's a different formula. Maybe it's not the whole day. Maybe it's only the hours of the day divided by half.
For that, so it's 12. 14 minutes.
14 minutes. So 14 minutes. You have Shol Zmanis. Then you figure Shol Zmanis. So what's the average of Shol Zmanis during the year? What's the deviation of Shol Zmanis? Reduce that amount. It probably comes out to 8 minutes. Maybe what it means is you take the hours of the day. There are 12 hours in the day. Right. Shol Zmanis, and what So that's still going to be 14 minutes because it expands and contracts.
Right.
So maybe what I mean to say is that we follow the shortest time. Maybe what's the shortest time? What is the smallest amount of shows manias? It's not 12. It's like 8 hours. So how many minutes are there in 8 hours? And what is 2% of 8 hours?
That's about 8-9 minutes.
Oh, that's what it is. That's probably where it comes from.
Today, there's about 35 minutes
for me
between Shkia and Sezer Kochomin.
Right, that's what we said. That's the earliest man. The earliest man of the small stars is about 35 minutes. But probably the 8 minutes comes from something like that. There are the earliest day of the year is 8 hours, approximately. And 2% of 8 hours is about 8-9 minutes. So maybe that's the basis for the whole year round. That is the leeway of how much you allow to dilly-dally after the sun sets and still be considered your part of the previous day. That is the area of error, margin of error, which a human being is allowed to incorporate into his halachic world, which has major consequences. That you can do a bris milah on Friday even though the baby was born 8 minutes after sunset, according to some opinions. Okay, this is a very delicate issue. The Moyalim, I think they don't even want to get involved in this. It's so controversial, these shilas of when to do the bris milah, even though the Moyalim, they know all the opinions, they know everything, they'll paskin on the Billy Rubin against the doctor, but this, I think the average Mel will not paskin on. When it comes to Bein HaShmashos, he's going
to
tell you,
go
to your Rav. And he'll want to know who your Rav is. He's not going to be so happy also to be Mechal Shabbos to you unless he's happy with the Psak of your Rav. It is a very delicate issue because the reason is because Billy Rubin, as long as the baby survives, it's okay. If the doctor says don't do it and the Moel does it and the baby survives, they'll forgive the Moel. The baby survived. Okay, but if the Rav says it's Chil Shabbos, the baby is living his whole life with I was born Shalai Bizman. The bris milah was done Chil Shabbos. The Moel has a strike against him. Everyone says this smells of Chil Shabbos. So the doing meal on Shabbos is a much more delicate issue for a Moel, and it's interesting, it's curious, when you have these type of situations, it's interesting to inquire what exactly they did, when exactly was the baby born, who was the Pesach who decided when the bris should happen, and what was his criteria for Bein HaShmashos. You're going to hear many different opinions. There are Hasidish Mahalchim, there are Litvish Mahalchim, there are Israeli Mahalchim. It depends on your country. No, really, because Neretz Yisrael, it's not just Neretz Yisrael, they're the difference of the sunsets earlier. They also have a different approach to the entire thing in how they paskin in these matters. There are different minhagim. I remember is that my cousin, I think he was born, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. I think my cousin, I think it was Mer Yaakov, the one who's the famous rabbi in the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue. If I'm not mistaken, he was born Bein HaShmashos at a very, very unique time. Could be I'm wrong. And of Aaron Soloveitchik, his grandfather, he paskined in his way. I don't know the details, but I remember there was a lot of chidushim exactly when the bris milah should be. Maybe I'm totally imagining these things. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's go further. Ois tezvav. Kasa Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef v'simen hei v'im doylata kishahoye birakia. Nirim koichavim kitanim me'oid. Let's say there are very, very small stars. 25 minutes after Shkia. You can already see. I don't know. Everything over here is not what I told you. These things are so vague. These things, that's why there are so many opinions. Very, very small stars. Yesh l'smach al ha'koichavim l'safek. Lamo l'machras, you can mechal Shabbos. L'machras, kevan shelo hoya loy Shabbos v'lo yom. If it's not a shail of Shabbos, if the baby was born and there are small stars, it's a Monday, Tuesday, it's already 25 minutes after Shkia, so we assume it's already Tuesday. The afal pi shahoya harikia mas here ke'ein oira shel yom ad kalish. Even though outside there's a lot of light, you go outside, there's a lot of light, but you can already see small stars. I don't know what numbers he's referring to. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. Halachalamayis, it's already considered to be the next day, and the bris meal is going to take place on Tuesday, not on Monday. Oid kasav im la alter kishahoyitzi havlad reishay chus the pros are near gimel kechavim bein noinim. If there are three medium-sized stars, of course, okay, that's already like, I guess, 35 minutes. Well, they have the calendars, three medium stars. They have different shitas. Yesh lismach aleim shehu laila afilu hu lemachar, afilu lemachar Shabbos. Okay, this is what I mentioned before. We're very makel in this. You may never, would never dare do mulacha 35 minutes after sunset, b'soy Shabbos. Never, never. But for bris mila, the baby was born 35 minutes after sunset, Friday night, it's good enough. Good enough, you can do the bris mila the following Shabbos on Shabbos. Aval imush shahu achakach, achakach. If the baby delayed achakach im lefi hashir nira lohem shoya yoim behoitzas harosh ein lohem elamash enem rohos v'yeh nimo leches afilu im yera b'shabes ad kalashoni dvarv tshirim bir. Okay, if the baby came out later, then of course you can do it on Shabbos. But again, every situation has to be analyzed. He's not coming to Paschal over here. Every situation is, you cannot generalize. As we said, you have to really pick an opinion.
So in those days, when there were no watches, what if it was a cloudy night?
Got a problem. You have to be machmer. There's a cloudy night. You're right. Then you have no choice. If you don't know, better safe than sorry. If you don't know, if there's a legitimate concern, possibility that the baby was born on Friday, but maybe on Shabbos, you have to wait until Sunday. Today we have the advantage. Technology is working in our favor. We can know exactly to the moment. I don't understand this. I see clips of the Olympics, horse races. They're able to tell you when the horse, which horse finished first, down to the hundredth of a second? Hundredth of a second. How could they do that? They have sprinters. They come, they race. They maybe even to the thousandth of a second. Swimmers. How in the world can they get it down to such precision? It's just mind-boggling. I guess they have the technology, such incredible technology to know. It's awesome. Yet la halacha, we're not so precise. Halacha does not follow. We don't know when the day begins. So here the Aruch HaShulchan is coming to say his opinion on this matter. He's saying as follows. The Chazal tell us, says ha koichavim, b'loshon rabim, which means three stars, three medium stars, beinonim. The kacham Chazal b'Shabbos, loy koichavim gedolim, it's explicit in the Gemara. Chazal, we have a tradition, Messiah. Loy koichavim gedolim, v'loy hanirim b'yoyim, not large stars that you can see by day. The zera dain yoyim, v'loy koichavim ketanim hanirim b'layla. Kolaymar, min koichavim ketanim, very teeny stars, kvar hu layla, and the only way you can see these stars is when it's pitch black dark at night. Ela beinoinim, the determining moment of when night begins is when you can see stars that are medium sized. Kolaymar min kechavim beinoinim ulaze amar bedin hasheni kishaniru gimel beinoinim. Therefore, if the baby's head comes out and you look in the sky and you see gimel kechavim beinoinim, ein ma bitin al simen acher. That's it. There's nothing more to discuss. Vesimen muvok meodhu. It is a sign that it's vaday laila, and if it's now Friday night. That's it. The show goes on. Next for Shabbos is the bris. Hashem Chazeh after Shabbos. Kolam imchoy yezeb yamvav v'takeif b'hayisos achutz leprozar ro gim kachavim beinonim simin muvo kush nola b'Shabbos u'molim b'Shabbos haba. Aval im nishtoha mashirin lefi hashihui. What does that mean? What do these words mean? This is the typical of what the Aruch HaShulchan always does. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch that we learned in the previous siman, and then he comes to explain it. Kolamar the im nishtoha eze shihui v'rohui. Achar hashir gimel beinonim, the baby comes out, and then there is a delay, there is a distraction. The baby's head comes out, and then there's an emergency. There's something wrong, and there's a distraction. Everyone's running. The doctors are running, and the nurses are running. And everyone is running, and then they calm everyone down, and the distraction has been cleared, has been lifted, and now is it Shabbos? And they look up into the sky and they see now the Gimel Kechavim Beinonim. So the first time they know for a fact that there were Gimel Kechavim Beinonim is not the moment after the baby was born. There was a delay. They were unable, for whatever reason, to look at the sky at the moment the baby was born because there was some type of distraction between the moment the baby was born and their determination of what is the Zman. Simen hu shenoylad biyoyim. So therefore, because there was a delay, we have to assume the baby was born by day. That since only now we discovered the gimel kocham beinonim, the baby was born by day. Umol no safil b'shabbes. So here, once goes over here. In this case, the other way around. Let's say it's the baby was born Shabbos going into Sunday. So if we only find the gimel kocham beinonim after the delay, we have a right to assume that when the baby was born, it was before the gimel kocham beinonim appeared, because we caught the gimel kocham beinonim at the very first moment. And there was a delay between the moment that we saw it when baby was born. So therefore, that means baby was born on Shabbos. That means the baby will have a bris milah in a situation like this, where it's Shabbos going into Sunday, to mitzvah Shabbos. It's going to be the next Shabbos. I feel the Shabbos. Kol ha'im Shabbos nila li'eis le'eis erev mimnei shebriyas gimel kechavim oz havi layla umikoidem hu yom v'kevin shahoya shihui. Since there was a delay from the time the baby put his head out of it until the time when the stars came out, now, in the first halacha, it's just the opposite. The previous case, in other words, when the baby was born Friday going into Shabbos, when there was a delay. Let's discuss that. Now he's going discussing that case. The baby is born late Friday afternoon. The baby is born, and then there is a delay, and then we look up into the sky, and we catch the gimel kochavim beinonim at the very first moment when they appear. So that means that the baby was born when it was vaday yom, because there was a gap. Vilmole ayin berki hoya yom gomor. Vilmole ro kochavim hoya boru. If they saw stars, hoya boru shuhu yom. Ach im kol zeh roi kochavim ketanim meod. Kolaymar. I'm a little confused over here. Let's go back again. Within harishon hu hepech shel lamaris ayin berkia hoya yom gomor. Okay, let's say the baby comes out and it's yom gomor. The mole ro kocham hoya boruf. Not for the fact that he saw stars. Hoya boru shu yom ach im kol zeh ro kocham kitamak. I'm sorry. The case I'm discussing now is not the case when the Friday. It's discussing the case where you see in the sky kochavim kitanim meoid. So the baby is born. You look up into the sky. Before you look into the sky, look around.
It's the light.
It's plenty of light. As far as you, if no one would tell you, look in the sky, and they would ask you, is it day or night? I'll say, day, what's the Shiloh? There's no difference now between what it looks like now and it looked like an hour ago. But yet, when you look in the sky, you're shocked to discover, I can see kochavim ketanim, small stars. V'molei ro kochavim hoya boruf, not if looking up in the sky, it's going to be clear shuyoyim. Ach im kol zeh, roi kocham ketanim ma'od. Kloimar, loy min kocham ketanim dezeh, yevsho sharei einam nirim. Not teeny, teeny stars, which you need a microscope to see, you need a telescope to see. Ela balayla, ela kocham tikochavim habeinoinim, hoyu nirim ketanim ma'od. We're talking about the kocham beinoinim, but they're not yet ripe. They're not yet mature. They're still very, very small. They're still getting there. Ulufi zeh yesh loimar, shadayin hu yoyim. And therefore, one would argue very strongly that since the kochavim beinonim have not yet ripened, matured, it should still be considered day. No, ach mikol makoyim oisa ze sofik. This is called the sofik libli lemoiloi kineged yom ze. Already, this is called bein hashmashos, and now you have to go lechumra not to be mechal Shabbos, and also to delay the bris to the next day. Can I get yom zeh? Elish lemachar haynu sofik shemin sofik shi kevin shein Shabbos yom tov kolema de idul hoya halemachar b'shavua haba Shabbos yom tov hoyim b'hachalanich ayda yom to until sunlam olam sofik to shi sofik asiri. Okay, so therefore he's telling us over here a new yisus. So therefore he's explaining over here as follows. He's saying gimel koychavim beinonim is vaday laila. If they are the gimel koychavim beinonim are not yet 100%, that's what we call a suffix. That's the suffix bein hashmash. Any time before that is vaday yoim, and that also feeds into what we spoke about before, the 8-9 minutes. Because over here, notice he's not discussing over here sunset. He's saying, good, the sun set, gesunte hate. The sun can set and can keep on going down, 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 down. Look in the sky. They're very fascinating, because we're brainwashed today. Sunset is everything. It's not. Sunset really is nothing. It's the gimel, tseis ha-koychavim is the gimel, the va'lailis, the tseis ha-koychavim. So that means the sun can set, and it can keep on going down, 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 and it's still Vadayon. And in fact, that's what the Hasidim do. The Hasidim hold until 72 minutes. I mean, they go to the extreme. They don't do this anymore, but they used to do this in Europe. It's a fact that there were communities of Hasidim in Europe that would wait.
That's great. That's the way Paskin
does. Paskin Mamish, like that, yeah?
Yeah, he Paskin that in Friday you can work for an hour.
72 minutes. You can work for 72 minutes. Gansfried, Shlomo Gansfried, the kids Shulchan Aruch. You can do Malacha. The sunset, and we're Machmir, we hold the Bein Hashmash. But we always think, oh, since we're going to be Machmir, we hold the Bein Hashmashos. So when does Bein Hashmashos begin? When the sun sets. That's what the Gra says. But we don't really pass them like the Gra. I mean, we take everyone into consideration. But, Halacha L'maisa, when the sun sets, it sets because of the hate. Until you begin to see stars, it's still Vadayon. When are you going to see stars? So it appears that already after 8-9 minutes is when already that 2% is when already you're beginning to see stars. Those stars are still very, very insignificant. But the fact that you can see them already brings us into a world of Bein HaShemashos, which we have no choice but to be machmir. When those stars get a little thicker, Gimel Koychav Beinonim, which is going to be 35 minutes.
What? So is people always talk about more Friday evening being the problem. But it seems to me Saturday is...
It's exactly the same. There's no difference.
It should be more problematic, especially since we're so different in how what times we keep. So if someone keeps for Bannon time 72 minutes...
Yes,
but many people...
Keep 50 minutes.
Keep less time.
Yes.
And if it's right in between...
It doesn't matter. The rules of Shabbos... Let me ask you a question. Let me give you an example. Let's say you make an early Shabbos. He's going to discuss that later on. Make an early Shabbos an hour before Shabbos begins, and the baby is born. I was mekabel Shabbos. You make kiddush. All of a sudden, your wife goes into labor, and the sun is shining outside. You made early Shabbos, and she gives birth. Are you going to have the birth on Shabbos? Why not? I was mekabel Shabbos. I made kiddush.
By the stars, not by when the sunset, but Saturday night.
Yes.
There's a big difference of opinion.
The difference of opinion is only a chumrah. It's not.
The Hasidim recognize that that some people actually hold that Shabbos was over already, and they therefore.
No, Hasidim have to wait. Now they talk have to wait. The Hasidim have no choice to wait until 72 minutes till Shabbos is over for them for real.
I understand. So the baby is born 60 minutes after Shkia.
Yes. They're going to make the bris milah on Shabbos itself. On Shabbos. They're going to make it on Shabbos. Because
when they wait
72
everyone,
minutes...
Everyone else is driving their car around already in Flatbush, at least half the people.
Well, because when they are waiting 72 minutes, it's only a chumrah.
He just said if it's a suffix, then it might be Shabbos.
What about...
Say it again. The baby is born 60 minutes after Shkia? No, they have it Sunday. Sunday, they can do it on Sunday. Once already 35 minutes passes, they're still holding Shabbos, only as a chumrah.
I know.
But may Iker Hadin, once three stars have come out of the sky, which means, let's say, 35 minutes in America for sure. 35 minutes in America, you're ready, you can already see three stars. That already is enough to say that the next day has begun. And if the baby is born at this moment in time, this is the day that will determine the bris milah, for better or for worse. If this moment now is Shabbos, so the bris milah will be on Shabbos. If this moment is Sunday, if this moment is Sunday, it's going to be Sunday. Observing Shabbos has a different set of rules. You're not going to do malacha at a certain point. Once the sun sets, for us, for everyone, you're not going to do malacha. Even though, technically speaking, if the sun sets, you can really do malacha probably at least 8 more minutes, technically speaking. But no one would dare do that. That's a terrible chil Hashem to do that, to do malacha for the first 8 minutes. After the sun, and women light candles 18 minutes before sunset, twice for Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, most of us are not going to do malacha at least 41 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes, 90 minutes, and then there's 90 plus the deviation. The calculator shows Zmanis, which can be even 95 minutes. But Bris Milah is already going to be determined when it says there are Gimel Kacham Beinonim. So there are different, because there are different sets of rules. There are different sets of rules for each situation.
What about the guy that makes you early Shabbos?
Doesn't matter. That's going to be the next halacha. It doesn't matter because the bris, the Torah, is based upon the calendar day, not upon your acceptance, your Tosefa Shabbos. Your Tosefa Shabbos has applications towards you personally, but not towards the calendar day. And the baby's bris depends upon the calendar day, not depending upon when you were Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, we'll do more of this tomorrow. We'll be there until you chest. We'll stop here. Take a break.
Because it's impractical.
What do you mean by practical?
Not practical to estimate exactly what kind of kohal is out there.
Listen, we have rules. Every Pesach has their numbers. Some Pesach are going to work with.
Today is a little bit different. You have the exact time.
What?
You have the exact time today, but
right.
Years ago.
They didn't exactly. So whenever they have a shot, they have no choice but to move ahead. But today, if they're going to tell you, the doctor's going to tell you, the time of birth was at this moment. They put the head out at this moment in time, and we look at the calendar, and the calendar says that moment in time was between 10 minutes and 35 minutes. That's l'chayru l'chol hadayas going to be beit hashmashos, and you can do it on Sunday. If the baby was born within 5 minutes of sunset, probably 95% of the place are going to say, do it on Friday.
No.
You're going to find places that are going to say, I have no doubt, it was 5 minutes after sunset, you got to wait until Sunday. You'll find places. 35 minutes. Until, let's say, 50 minutes. Between 35 and 45 minutes. Let's say 35 and 45 minutes. You're going to have different opinions. Some will say, you really know for sure it was 35 minutes. Maybe it was... You know, what do you... You know, you're going to get so many different opinions. Unless you're really certain. It's a very delicate situation.
How many years have you gone to Florida? For how many years? What? I'm trying to find out whether I when you were there.